Well, welcome to the Two Blind Squirrels Show.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm a little irritated at you.
What did I do?
You gave my show notes to the pastor.
Okay. We have to start from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
So we...
Really? You gave my show notes to the pastor.
They don't know what that means. We have to start from the beginning. This Sunday was Memorial Day.
I have nothing to say. My show notes are at the pastor's.
I'm very curious as to what those show notes were. Okay, we went to Pine Hill Memorial Day, okay, which Pine Hill Cemetery is where all my family is buried. And my mother's side. My mother's side. The Irbys. To be specific. My great grandfather was the pastor of this church. And...
What?
Nothing. So it's the Irbys and all that. And so we went to the...
Every year
they have a
second week of June. Yes, Memorial Day.
For all the people who have died. They go out there and they put flowers on the grave. And they have a service. And there's a Presbyterian church there that has service every week.
Right.
But...
They have a special service.
Right, I think there's like 30 members of the church or something.
It's very small. It's a teeny little church.
30 maybe. And when we show up, there's, 100 there? Maybe?
Probably.
60, 100?
The building can probably fit about 100, I would guess.
Yeah, it was full.
Yeah.
So it's a little bitty country church, and it's so neat. You go down a highway for 15 minutes. Then you turn onto a littler highway for about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn on a little oil road. And then what I love about it is there's nothing on the oil road.
Nothing.
There's an old store, which is made out of rock,
mm-hmm.
that's just...
No, it was a schoolhouse. It wasn't a store.
It was not a schoolhouse. It's 12 by 12. That little rock building there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a little... It was a little... she said it was just a little summary store. It was just a little store.
Oh, well, Meba told me it was a school
one time. She probably said the school
She
was
grew
there.
Up there.
Yeah, well... Yeah, that wasn't a school. It's the smallest school in the world.
Well,
the whole building is 12 by 12.
So?
Okay, so that's the only thing on the road. There's no trailer houses. There's no dairy barns. There's no chicken farms. It's just beautiful green pasture, no fences. And you go back into the woods for, about a half a mile?
That's where my show notes are.
And there is a little
pretty pasture.
Little white church, and behind it is a little cemetery.
It looks like a Norman Rockwell picture.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he was from Texas,
mm-hmm.
and that's where our graves are as well. Our grave plots, which we don't really care about, but they want all the family members to get the plots so that other people don't get them,
and they're free to us.
Yeah. Well, they're $100 pay on death when you die.
Right. There's a brick holding our spot.
Yeah, there's a brick with a magic marker written on it that says McFadden.
Oh, that's funny.
But now the church was established in 1865,
uh-huh.
which is during the Civil War.
Uh-huh.
And the graves go back even a little further than that.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's some old ones you can't even read anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Woodmen of the World. There's some graves out there from Woodmen of the World, which is like, you know, it's like the older cousins of the Masons.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yes.
Well.
Anyway.
Let me turn off my music for a second. So we were out there for Memorial Day, which everybody goes out there. And like I said, we all have lunch together, and we all stand up, and whoever died that year, we light a candle, and we say words about who died that year, and we remember them. And then, and we talk about how these people led us to Christ, you know, they're, you know, whoever. And we just remember people who have died and were buried there.
Mm-hmm.
And people give testimonies and that kind of thing. And so it's a neat experience. And I'm glad it's only once a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gospel church. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is gospel music based.
Well, I don't think that's like that every week, though. The pastor
The guns are...
Oh, are they the ones who do the music?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And the guns have a gospel band.
Yeah, like a quartet. Yeah.
And every... I think it's every... Like the second Saturday of every month, they actually perform
there. They do a music night. Yeah, gospel music. Sunday night music night.
Right. So anyway, we had gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
Good old gospel music. And we had... we sang hymns. So Faith was writing down all these songs. She was making fun of the songs.
I wasn't making fun of them. I enjoyed the service very much. I didn't make fun of them at all. Okay. I wanted to have the list so that I could share the songs that I had not heard since I was a little kid. And I wanted that list so that I could tell my mom and dad, look, you would have loved it. My dad would have gotten the biggest kick out of this, and you gave it to the pastor.
It's in the program. Calm down. I still have the program in my Bible. Right,
no, it's not. Those songs were not in the program. Yes, they're not listed. Yeah, no, they're not. So I wrote them down because they're not listed.
So
you gave my show notes away.
Look, there's one right there.
That's the only one, and I already knew that
one. When the saints go marching in.
I didn't need to write that one down.
The other one was I love to tell the story.
They're not in the bulletin.
The other one was a funny one about excuses.
They're not in the bulletin. Just so you know.
So she makes all these show notes on the back of this little piece of paper.
I wasn't making fun of it. I enjoyed it very much.
Making fun of the bat of the
I don't
hill
make
country
fun.
Church.
No, I wasn't making fun of it at all.
And then Helen on the other side drew a beautiful picture. And at the top it says, I love Pine Hill for singing and preaching and family. Ta-da. And she drew this picture of somebody singing.
It was the church.
And yeah, the whole church. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, she had people there singing mm-hmm. and all that kind of
stuff. And apparently they thought they should tear it down and give it to the pastor.
Yes.
With my show notes on the back.
Making fun of everything.
I was not making fun of anything.
Let's hope so.
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
Don't yell at me.
Well, quit giving my stuff away. What are you doing in my book anyway?
You let Helen draw on it and
open
she
my
to
book?
Give it to the pastor.
That is my journal. That is my private thoughts. And you went in there and tore things out.
Tore out a picture.
You could have looked to see it was on the other side.
Are you done?
Not really.
Okay. Go ahead then. It's all right. Go ahead.
I don't have anything to say. I don't have my notes.
Okay, here we go.
I had my notes, but I have something to say because I don't remember names and songs.
It's the worst day ever. I did something so horrible.
You did.
So insensitive and unkind.
What if I would have been unkind in that? What if I would have been funny?
Well, then you'd have to answer. You'd get your comeuppance, I guess.
I didn't, though. You know that woman who sang, one of the family members who sang with the glasses, the only song that was sung that wasn't good? They were all good.
Oh, yeah.
But then this woman got up there and sang, and she couldn't sing.
No.
And she
wasn't that bad.
Well, no, it wasn't terrible.
No.
But she kept taking her glasses, her reading glasses on and off and on and off, and it was very fidgety, and she wouldn't sing into the microphone. She kind of kept turning away, and she couldn't hear, you know, and it was just not very good. But she was making a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Yes.
And when I wrote down the name of the song, which I loved, which I don't remember what it is now, I put...
It's called In the Garden.
Was it In the Garden?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, thank you, Lord, that he loves a joyful noise. Yeah. And that's just so that I'd remember. So, I wasn't being... Because I mean, I knew she was being... You know, she was trying to... pay tribute to her family and all that. She just wasn't very good.
So my favorite part of this service is when somebody stands up and remembers somebody and they tell this story about the remembrance of this lady. And this other lady stands up and says, she's not dead. Okay, she didn't actually say that. What she said was, yes, Miss Ellie is in the old folks' home over...
No, she was talking about her sister. That wasn't hers that she was talking about.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said, Miss Ellie is over at this old folks' home.
Nursing home, and I go check on her.
She's lost both breasts, and she's got shingles and gout and syphilis, but she's still, you know, I'll tell her that y'all thought of her because she'll really like that. But the people who were remembering her thought she was dead. That was the funniest part.
That was her sister. I thought that they were
the
talking about.
That was the funniest part of the thing.
The music was great. It was good old gospel hour. I'd gone to Branson. The Kingsmen had come to sing for me.
They were actually good. When he played that one song,
the guns,
the Johnny uh-huh. Cash, the gun guy who played you the Johnny Cash.
Well,
song?
I said it was Johnny Cash, and you said no it wasn't.
It was Trace Adkins. But it sounded
just like Johnny Cash.
Well, he played it like, Johnny,
played
Cash.
It like Johnny Cash. Right. That's why I said, did Johnny Cash write this?
No,
song?
He didn't. Okay. But it was really good.
Yeah, he did impressed. A good job. Played the guitar. It was very good.
Well, listen, we can't fool around here all night, so we got to get going.
All righty.
Yeah, we've got calls backed up for like a whole week and uh-huh. a half since we were on vacation.
Okay.
And people are dying. You know how people are when you call in. They want to hear their calls.
Yeah.
And they want to hear our response to their calls.
Oh, okay.
So we need to get on to that.
Well, that's good since I don't have my show notes. That's a good thing to do then right now.
We've already talked about all that. Okay. So here's the first one. It says bra.
As in BRA?
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Is that like for the front of a car?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm fixing to find out. I'm just warning everybody ahead of time. That's not what I wanted to do.
That's not anybody.
That's not what I wanted to do. I want to do this.
I don't hear anything. I don't even hear a that something's going to be played. There it is.
Hi, Brad and Faith. This is Russ from Cleveland.
Oh,
also
Russ
known
from
as
Cleveland.
Squirrely Wrath on Twitter.
Hey, I know you.
Guy that's been... Twittering you, who's a friend of Shepherd Dad.
Ah.
Just wanted to let you know, I just started listening to your show this week, and I've really enjoyed it. Oh, that's my daughter, Anka. And,
well, thank you, Russ.
I thought the story about the birthday party was hilarious. Makes me scared for if my daughters want that, because the oldest ones are 10 and 8. And I also, I liked the show, I think it was yesterday, and talking about women being quiet in church, I was told, and I think I even got this from Shepherd Dad, that the reason for that, that's actually, I think, in 1 Corinthians, and I think Paul was telling the Corinthian women to be quiet in church because they were listening to some false teachers at the time, and they were trying to bring those false teachings into the church.
Didn't
feel free
say
to check
that.
On that. Let me know if I'm wrong. Okay.
Okay.
So thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. And
all right.
I think you're getting ready to go on vacation. So have a good and safe.
We did. Thank
vacation.
You.
Well, thank you, Russ. We did.
God bless. Talk to you guys later.
Bye. Thanks for the call. Cool. I like new people.
Yeah.
It's always encouraging that people are still joining us.
Uh-huh. That's good.
It's not just...
We're not just
because
chasing people away.
Yeah, because we lose people.
Right.
So,
it's good that we gain...
People only stand us for a few months.
They get sick of us
yeah.
and can't take us anymore.
So
what's wrong
on.
With Tim, then?
There are certain people who are just sick.
Okay.
And there's no cure for them.
Just checking.
For all of you who've been listening forever. Okay. Well, so thanks, Russ. I would appreciate that. I'm going to have to look up that passage in Corinthians because I don't remember any of that about the teachings and the back.
I vaguely do. Vaguely.
It's an interesting theory. I think he just wanted the girls to shut up. That's what I think.
Yeah,
but
that's what it was.
I don't know.
I went through that whole deal about how Paul was the first feminist, and you're gonna go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what you're going with.
That's what I'm going with. That's what I'm going. Okay, Greg from Tacoma.
Hi, guys. It's me again. Call number three this week,
Greg.
I'll have you know. I'm just calling to... No.
It's me again. I thought it was Greg.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's me again.
Stevie messed up or something, I guess.
I don't know. Complain?
Complain?
There's no complaining.
Oh, this is not the complaint line. If you want to follow the complaint line, let's see. That's Jen and Dave's number. What's that?
555 something.
555-1212. Ask for the complaints department.
As for Dave.
As for Dave.
We get no podcast for a week.
Oh, yes.
Because you guys are going to be off vacationing.
Yes.
And having dinner with Tim and Karen.
Yes.
Which is wrong.
And Cinderella.
Well, actually, I guess the only thing that's wrong is that I'll be at work and I won't be able to vacation with you guys. Well,
you could come. You're welcome.
I guess that's not really wrong because I have a job.
That's good.
Well, there's something to be thankful for.
Yeah,
there.
Definitely.
These days and times.
Wrong that you're eating dinner? No. Wrong that Tim and Karen?
No.
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 Wrong that we're not having a podcast?
No.
Well, no, because we can get online and look at old ones. Oh,
there you go.
You know what?
What's what?
I think the actual moral of the story is have a good trip.
Well, thank you.
And tell them I say hi.
We did.
Thanks. Okay. Bye.
We did.
Tim, Greg says hi.
Greg from Tacoma says hi.
Hi.
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
That's not how they say it in Tacoma.
Hi. That's a Texas hi. Three syllables. Hi.
Hi.
The trick to talking Texan is to make all the small words long and all the long words small.
There you go. I'm sure that you've told that before.
I'm sure I have.
Yeah, because I've heard it at least 100 times.
Shut up. Just pretend we're in church. Ooh.
Show note stealer.
Oh, I'm never going to live it down.
Hi, Brad and Faith. This is Ross in Florida.
Hello, Ross in Florida.
Glad to hear that you all made it back home safely.
It's Ross in Florida.
From Pensacola?
No, from Tampa. He wanted
Tampa,
to meet us in Pensacola.
That's right.
I wanted him to meet us in Pensacola.
Because you said you were going to stay at his house, and you said, I was really just kidding. I wasn't really going to stay at your house.
Yeah, he was all like...
Was he worried we really were going to come to his house?
Well, he was all brave when we were in Texas, but we got close to Pensacola.
And then he was like, no, I can't. I don't know you. You people are nuts.
Lots to do and mow the yard and stuff. Sorry. Yeah, we're a lot scarier close up than we are, like, you know,
I'm not scary. Speak for yourself, 2000 man.
2,000 miles away.
Not scary.
You are scary. You know what's scary about you? You what? Can't have anything during a show. I could give you a pillow and you would make noise with it.
You won't give me one of those squishy things.
I'll try to buy you a squishy thing.
I didn't like it. It was too hard.
That's
it was too
mean.
Dense. It has to be... malleable.
A plush toy?
Malleable. I had to be able, like with beans in it or something.
You'll make noise with it.
It's okay.
All right. Where were we? Oh, we were
Tampa.
Talking to Ross.
Tampa.
Ross in Tampa.
And had a good trip and all.
We did. Thank you.
I spent the last couple weeks catching up on some of your past episodes.
I'm sorry.
I especially enjoyed the episode where you're talking about your favorite episodes of Friends, and
yes.
That was always one of my favorite shows too. And
yes.
You guys had me dying of laughter when you were talking about the one with the ball and the one where everybody finds out. And those are two of my favorite episodes too.
Somebody brought up another one, and that is the one with the mini Thanksgivings.
That was funny. Is that the one where they got the turkeys on their heads? Was that one, or were those Christmas episodes?
I don't
where
remember.
Joey got the turkey stuck in his head.
But I remember Joey had to go to like three Thanksgivings or something, and it was the one with mini Thanksgivings.
No, they just went back and looked at like, it was like a retrospective of all their Thanksgivings.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes, if I remember right.
I'm confused.
So I really enjoyed listening to that one. Also, you were talking about road tripping. I love road tripping personally. I've always enjoyed seeing different places by car, seeing all the different places that you pass along the way.
Absolutely.
And growing up, my parents always took us everywhere by car, so I just grew up loving it. And as a kid, I didn't have anything better to do, so I'd just stare out the window. And so even to this day, I love passing different roadside attractions and seeing the sights along the way and go.
Absolutely. You got to stop at like the weird stuff because that's the fun stuff.
That's where you find the best things to do.
You need to go back and listen to our World of Wonder show. We stopped at this little place in San Marcos.
That was last summer. Yeah.
Yeah. And we went to the World of Wonder and it was
very
great.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was wonder.
We got to see the
quite
Dizzy
a wonder.
Room and the all different and the petting zoo and. It was almost as good as Disney World. We should
almost.
Go back there.
Yeah, we should go back there. Much cheaper.
It was way cheaper.
Caves and stalactites.
My car, so. Anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed St. Augustine. That's one of my favorite cities.
Oh,
that's
so, awesome. Oh,
next time
great.
You go, I'll have to give you some recommendations of restaurants, because my wife and I have been there a few times, and there's some places that we just love to eat. So, anyway, I was praying that you all would have a safe journey, and
it
sounds like you did. So
we did.
Glad to hear that. So I'll talk to you later. Vias con Dios.
Oh, look at that.
Vias
con Dios. We got Vias con Dios.
Hey, that's nice.
Thank you, Ross.
I'll take that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, this lady is starting to become a regular caller.
Oh.
Deanna. So let's see what she has to say. She's probably got a bone to pick with somebody.
Hi. This is Deanna Cole. Well, excuse me. This is Deanna.
We know your last name. I'm going to Google it now.
No, yeah. You're not.
I've got her phone number and her last name.
Oh, boy.
I can get her social security number in 5 minutes. Anybody want Deanna Cole's phone number? I've got it right here. Just send me a comment. Send me a request at comments@twoblindsquirrels.com.
Poor Deanna. He's not going to give it out.
You don't know? I could sell it.
You know what? You might. You steal show notes. You might actually give it out.
I'll sell it. I'll sell you the phone number.
I bet you he had your phone number on my show notes and gave it to the pastor. That's what he did. Your phone number and social security number were on my show notes, and he gave it to the pastor.
Tell me if this is inappropriate behavior for work. One of the things that people like to do at work is they will IM you instead of call you.
Okay.
But they're IMing you with the purpose of calling you. Ugh. So they IM you and they're like,
"Are you there?
Are you busy? Are you there?
Can I call you?"
And then it's, "Yeah, can I call you?
Just call me.
What's your number?"
So that's annoying.
So they don't have to look up the number and all that. So when anybody always does that, I do one of two things. Uh-huh. If I work with you, you need to turn it off now. Turn the podcast off now because you don't want to hear what I'm fixing to say. I'll do one of two things. Either one, I'll say, "Sorry, I'm on a call right now." What do you need?
Yeah.
Because, you know, yeah, I'm on a conference call or something like that, yeah. You know. Or number two, I'll say, "For a good time, call," and I'll put my number in. Now, is that appropriate for work?
No.
Is that too?
If you send it to Sam, okay. Yeah. If you send it to anybody else, no.
No, okay.
Well, no.
I don't work with Sam anymore, so.
Okay.
Something happened today. We got to talk about this at some point.
We're not going to talk about it right now because we're doing calls. And Deanna was still
Deanna
talking.
Deanna Cole.
Yeah.
Called us from 5084. I'm sorry.
Stop it.
Now you know our area code. No, I lied. That's not our area code. Okay.
From Spokane, Washington. And I hope you guys are having a good vacation.
Okay, now you know her last name, where she lives. Sorry. It's just funny. It's not funny? Okay.
And I can't wait for you guys to come back. I was just listening to the Old World special podcast that you guys put out. And I'm only partway through, but I needed to call and
Young World, Old World.
What's that? On the whole day being a 24-hour day thing versus not being a 24-hour day. And I get to thinking about when I was...
By the way, I don't believe that the days in Genesis are 24-hour periods, just so y'all know.
Okay.
I believe they're 12-hour periods because it says...
He says even shorter.
It was dawn.
Day and night. It was night. Dawn and dusk.
Yes. Yeah. It was morning and then morning was evening and there was one day.
Yeah. So he doesn't even go with 24. He goes with 12.
That's right. And I think God took his time and did it right. Because he could have done it in a second.
Yeah, he could have.
Pregnant with my first child. And she was created, but she was not born. And she didn't have a name. But once she was born, I named her. And whenever I refer back to when I was pregnant, I refer to her as her name. So I guess what I'm saying is my stand is, even though...
Are we working on some kind of revisionist history yet?
Technically create day until the fourth day.
That's a lie. All
boy.
You need for day is light, which he created on the first day. That's right. He did not create a day on earth until the fourth day. Right.
Right. Right.
But he created light on the first day, which is all you need.
Right.
For a day.
Right.
For a God day.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, when God wrote this,
in the beginning,
God did write it.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote it in Exodus on a little tablet and gave it to Moses. Mm-hmm. So he wrote it.
Yeah.
And not Genesis, but on Exodus. What is it? Deuteronomy 20, where it says, "I created the world in 6 days."
Mm-hmm.
And so keep the Sabbath holy or whatever.
Right.
Okay. So it was one of the Ten Commandments. It's in the Ten Commandments. And God wrote it with his own little finger on a piece of rock. So I figured he knows what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And when he wrote that, there were days. And so he knew how long a day was by then.
You think he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know.
I'm sorry. Did I interrupt her point?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. This is one of those things that just gets me.
I know.
And I don't mean to be rude about it. I got to stop being.
I know.
So it doesn't matter. I'm not going to convince anybody else. And I don't even care.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Deanna. Go ahead.
See what he does? He doesn't want to talk about gospel songs, so he gives away my show notes. And he doesn't want to. He just, you know, wants to make sure everybody hears his point of view about the creation and all that. I mean, I agree with you, but I
don't. Of repenting. Let me repent. I'm sorry, Deanna. Go on with your point. So go ahead with your point.
It was still day. Just as my daughter was still my daughter even before she was born. That's my take on it. I don't know, you know, I don't know where anybody else stands, but that's my take. So anyway, I hope you guys are having a good vacation, and I can't wait till you guys come back because I miss you. Anyway, we'll talk to you guys later, and goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. My point is... has consistently been that God created man mature. He created the earth mature. He created the universe mature. He created them in one. He created them when he said he created them in one day.
Mm-hmm.
But he created them mature. Now, that doesn't mean he lied to us like some people. There are some people out there that said, if that's true, he lied to us.
No, he didn't.
But if that's true, if what they say is true, and that is that there seems to be millions of years, but there's really only 6,000. Uh-huh. So the God, if that's true, then God lied. Well, that means that all miracles are a lie. Because when Jesus created wine,
yeah,
that means he lied to the people at the wedding.
Uh-huh.
Because they were tasting good, fermented, long, you know,
oh, yeah,
patient
wine. It tasted
wine,
like it had been matured, yes.
Which means the grapes had to grow, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, the, you know.
But he went, and it was done.
So did Jesus lie when he
and
created the...
And he saved the good wine for last.
That's right.
When everybody was already drunk.
That's faith version, the faith revised version there.
That's what they said.
The point
is, the master always waits to bring the cheap wine out because everybody's already had too much to drink by then, so you don't know the difference. But you waited until everybody had already been drinking to bring out the good wine.
Which the guy thought was classy.
Yeah.
So
that's all I'm saying.
The wedding manager or whatever. Good the wedding grief. Planner thought the that was father. A classy thing to do. And so... did Jesus lie when he did that miracle? If he didn't, which I'm assuming he didn't, then the first miracles that God created were also not lies, even though they might have been mature worlds and mature universe. That's my two cents. How did we get off on this again? Deanna, shame on you. I can't let it go. I just can't. Can't.
Hey, Brad and Faith, it's Jason from Western Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jason from Western Pennsylvania.
I was listening to your
Sorry.
Songs of Summer podcast.
Yes.
And you guys brought up Swatch Watches.
Swatch Watches.
A funny story about a Swatch Watch in that my wife and I, before we had children, we ended up, our last little vacation together, is we decided to go to Paris. We have friends there.
Paris, Texas?
We ended up staying with them and their family.
I doubt it.
Oh.
And kind of touring around the city and being all Frenchy. And we...
I lived... What do you say?
They were being all Frenchy. In Paris.
I don't approve of that. I think it's in the Bible somewhere. That should not be Frenchy. yeah, I lived in Paris for a year.
Paris, Texas.
Yes.
Yeah. No Eiffel Tower there.
Yes, there is.
Not the
it's
real
a little
one.
Small one.
Yeah, a little teeny one.
Went to the Champs-Élysées, which is the big street where all the
if you're gonna call in a cuss, you need to tell me that ahead of time so I can edit this thing.
Shopping is, and there's actually a Swatch store. Still there, I believe it's still there today. It was there about 9 years ago, and I need to find out. But I think
well,
I'm
obviously
pretty sure
it's still
there today. And we walked in that store, and I found the Swatch watch that I had as a child.
Really,
I had like two or three of them.
That's cool,
vintage wise, and they were like $150. I didn't buy it. But
good,
they were there.
Well, accounting,
you could have. Mine was blue and white.
Accounting for inflation, that's probably cheaper than when they were new.
That's probably, you're probably right.
Probably in a very, very good chance that you could find your Swatch watch and purchase it at a premium.
Awesome.
But you
I don't want it.
The one thing that I remember about Swatch watches is, if you guys remember the face guards that they had, these little plastic,
yes,
like rubber band type things
stupid
that went on the band and were over the watch.
Yeah.
To help it from keep it from getting scratching nicked. And stuff like mm-hmm. that. And like the big thing when we were kids was that you had to like get all the different colors.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And try to do a different color every day and uh-huh. then be all fashionista like.
Yeah, they went with all my jelly bracelets.
Thanks for the memories. Thanks for bringing me back to
I had like
those times in my
of jelly bracelets.
Thanks. And my biggest summertime song that I remember that makes just brings me back to a summer when I was in high school was Mr. Jones by Counting Crows. Mm-hmm. So that's my summertime song. All right, take care.
I like the Counting Crows.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Don't you? He needs to brush his hair, but, you know, other than that, he dated Monica. Did you know that? Courtney Cox? Back in the day?
Who did?
The guy from Counting Crows, whatever his name is. Dread Man.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Hmm. Yeah. They have a new album out. Did you know that?
This is his song. This is his summer song. Me and Mr. Jones.
What kind of fuckery? What?
What
was that? What?
What?
Hang on.
No,
no, that wasn't what. Is that what's her name?
Yeah, that's
what's
her name.
Oh, well, you should have known better.
Well, it's the only one I could find.
She can't help herself. That's all she does is cuss. Are you sure?
I don't think that's what she said.
Okay.
I'm going to assume she didn't.
Whew. Just inappropriate.
I may have to edit that out.
There it is.
This is what he was actually talking
yes.
about.
Yes. La, 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 la. He's young then. If he was in high school and this song came out,
he's pretty young.
I was married. Stare at this yellow-haired girl, Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation. With a black-haired
flamenco dance, you know she dances while his father. I love the Counting Crows. Did I ever tell you that?
Yes, I'm very well aware. Something beautiful.
So yeah, that's good stuff there.
That's a good summer song there.
Thanks for sharing.
Yay!
Jason from Western Pennsylvania.
Let's see, when did that song come out? 90-something? And he was in high school?
High school. Well, listen, if we haven't got to your call yet, we will get to it tomorrow because this has been a long show.
Yeah, why are we still talking to you?
Sick of hearing them from us right now.
No kidding.
So we will we'll tune out right now and catch you on the flip side tomorrow.
Vas con Dios.
What? I didn't even start the music yet.
I can say it.
You got to vamp a little bit so I can get the music going.
I'm saying Vas con Dios.
Can't say Vas con Dios yet.
I need a drink.
You need a drink.
Get a little dry. I need a drink. A little drinky drink. A little Diet Coke.
Gonna put a splash of coconut rum in there.
A little Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. What's your favorite summer drink?
Diet Coke and coconut rum.
Okay. You like that better than pina colada?
Yes.
Or margarita?
Margaritas are all year long. They're really? Not just for summer.
Yeah,
no.
I guess so.
Margaritas an all year long drink.
Pina colada.
Pina colada is a summer drink. I love pina coladas, mm-hmm. but no. Diet Coke and coconut rum.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Vas con Dios, everybody. See you tomorrow. Or actually, I'll just talk to you.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him and said, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he be born a second time into his mother's womb? Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be?
This is my personal thoughts. You know what could have been on there?
I do not know. Like what? What do you mean? I didn't do anything wrong. There was a thing about Helen and Drew. You gave it to Helen to draw on. So why are you mad at me? You got no call to be mad at me at all, ever.
I just am.
Did it really say anything bad?
No, it just said, I just put a smiley face, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, after for that song that she sang. But it didn't reference who it was or anything. It was just so that I know which song it was that she sang so terribly.